Power Morning Crew, Power 107.5, and on the line we have a friend to the show, our man Rich Dollars. Good morning, player.
What's up, buddy? What's going on?
You sound really good, Rich.
I feel really good. I'm here.
But I was expecting you to sound kind of sad. Just to back everyone up a little bit, there were reports on TMZ that you were arrested after being double parked near a New Jersey police station, running inside to go get a burger, and police came inside and arrested you for not paying child support. $11,000 is what they said.
Right. Sort of right. I was at burger place getting a burger, came out, cops ran my license because I was double parked. The person that was in the car, they wouldn't allow to move the car, so it is what it is. They ran the plates and, discovered that I owed $11K in child support. Correct.
So when they was running your license, did you automatically think, like, damn, that warrant? Or did you even know you had a warrant out there?
Nah, I didn't know I had a warrant because, I guess that's how warrants are designed, to not let you know that they exist, right? So that's how that happened. But the warrant was $11K. This is the thing that makes me mad. If anybody knows anything about child support, everybody's talking about, oh, he broke all this and that. If anybody knows anything about child support, if you owe $11K in child support, making what I make, it usually means that you pay your child support, or else it would be an exorbitant number, correct?
True. Right.
Okay, so that's the first thing that annoyed me about the whole situation. Everybody's like, oh, my God, you're deadbeat, you owe $11K. No, $11K probably means I missed two payments, just all things being considered. Now, the reason for missing payments is always going to be the father's fault if he's on child support. I moved the case. I used to live in New Jersey. I now live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm only in New York when I'm shooting the show. I changed my cases. I moved my cases down south. Okay. So, therefore, I have an open case in Atlanta, Georgia that I pay, and I have an open case in New Jersey that wasn't properly closed. So now I'm paying down south. New Jersey doesn't know that. They say I missed two payments. Here I am. Boom. I'm up at Five Guys getting a burger. They see me. They catch me. In New Jersey, it only takes 2 weeks. If you miss two payments, 2 weeks, not 2 months, not 2 days, 2 weeks, you get on child. You get a warrant. The computer generates a warrant.
So have you since paid it up, Rich? What happens next?
Yeah, I paid the 11 to come out, to come home.
First of all, I don't know if I really knew that you had a child. How old is this kid?
About eight.
So do you think that your baby's mom was like, that's right, go get Rich Dollars, give me my coins, or do you think she felt bad about it?
She felt bad because, as I said, the case was moved to Atlanta, Georgia, so
gotcha.
There weren't any missed payments.
Okay.
New Jersey was not properly closed, which is my fault. So I take responsibility for my people not having closed that case properly.
Yeah.
But even no matter how much of a great dad you are, you're not supposed to pay child support in two different states. It's just not for the same kid. It's not supposed to happen.
Okay.
So if you've moved the case and it's in another city because that's where you now reside, then that's where you're responsible to pay. If I moved from Jersey and I don't know that Jersey's closed or properly closed, I need to probably have checked on that. So that's my responsibility. I take responsibility for it. No big deal. It is what it is. I'm talking to you on the phone this morning.
Right.
No doubt. Do you think that people just waited to say something about you with all the deadbeat articles that came out and everybody calling you a deadbeat? Do you think people just waiting just to jump on you?
I don't think it's me. I think it's anybody. I think it's insert person. I think, you know, once TMZ got a hold of it and it just trickles down from there, I guess. And it's just insert person. It could have been anybody that been in that situation and they would have got the same thing. This is just the world we live in today. I don't think people really do investigations the way they should. I don't think they really look at things the way they should. I think if you really put two and two together and was like, wow, he only owns $10K for an 8-year-old kid, probably means that he's been paying on this kid all this time, or else it would be a higher number. I mean, people don't understand that. They're like, oh, you broke because you got $10K. No, what does one have to do with the other?
How long were you in jail?
A day. And that's only because it was on Sunday night. So it was nothing happening on Sunday night to get out of jail if you get arrested at 8 o'clock. If you know anywhere you live, you know that.
Yeah, for sure.
If you get popped on 8 o'clock on Sunday night, by the time you get processed in, it's time to go to
bed.
See you
Monday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See you Monday, yep.
So, Rich, are you like this? Why in the world did I park right here? If I had to go back, I would have just went.
You know what? When you got a whole day to just let it marinate, and I'm like, man, did I really want that burger that bad? Number one. Two, why did I park there? Three, why did I leave the house at all? You know
I wasn't even that hungry.
You have a lot to think about in that time period, and you're just kicking yourself in the butt like, man, if I had it to do over again, I would have stayed home and watched the football game.
You could have ordered a pizza, Rich.
Yeah. Yep, I could have. But for some reason, I was like, let me run down the block and get this burger, man, and it was the most expensive burger of my life.